This goes to Dr. Anderson, fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Lupe, L-U-P-E, Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z. Date of birth 3/21 of 1936. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up for Lupe with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and hypertension. His last visit was August 19th of 2025. He states he is feeling well, his weight is stable, and he's had no recent illnesses or hospitalization since his last visit. His sugar has been higher recently, and he's going to be starting glipizide to help control that, he reports. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have urinary frequency, nocturia, and urgency, but no cloudiness or blood. He complains of fatigue most of the time, and rest does help him feel better. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. I want to highlight Losartan is 50 milligram twice a day. Atenolol is 25 milligram daily. Imdur is 30 milligram daily. Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. And also medications for diabetes, cholesterol management also, and Flonase if needed for allergies. And Flonase, 0.4 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam, weight 157 pounds, pulse is 76, blood pressure left arm sitting large adult cuff was 140 over 56. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 16th. Of 2026, creatinine is 1.99, estimated GFR is 32, sodium 143, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus 3.2, albumin 4.2, calcium 9.0, hemoglobin 10.9, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. And three, diabetic nephropathy, currently with higher blood sugars than are desired. And so he will be starting glipizide. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.